Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome to Simply Marvelous. Just before we start, Georgia, some thoughts.
Oh,
No, I'll do it. If you like or subscribe this show, then you can listen to all of the eps.
Oh, okay.
Gosh, I needed something to do.
There are so many episodes to listen to.
Tens of episodes.
There are hours and hours of tape that have been cut down drastically to create some perfect half an hour episodes. And if you scroll back, you'll find more than just Die Hard and Harry Potter. You will in fact find a wealth of Marvel movies, which is why it's called Simply Marvelous, and also a little moment about The Crown.
And if you look far enough, you'll find my nudes.
It's been years since I've scrolled back that far.
The world has gotten even stranger than you already know.
These guys come from legend. They're basically gods.
Take that off. What are you?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
The people in this room, which one is A, wearing a spangly outfit, and B, not of use?
You people are so petty.
Sir, please put down the spear.
Simply Marvelous.
Welcome to Simply Marvelous, the podcast, where we talk mostly about live spin-offs, but also classic big screen franchises, such as the movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, The Crown, Season 4, Eps 1 to 4, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, Die Hard, thank fuck that's over, and now, Just Like That. Is that what it's called?
Out of the frying pan into the fire, I say.
My name is Kyron Wheatley.
Harry Nicholson.
My name's Georgia Mooney, and today we're talking about Sex and the City, and Just Like That, episode 1 and 2.
The more I live, the more I find that if you have good friends in your corner, anything's possible.
What about you, Carrie? Have you ever masturbated in a public place?
Not since Barney's closed.
Oh, honey, I'm home.
I remember when you kept your sweaters in the stove.
And just like that, after all the years and all the changes, you're still you.
What's it about, Reese?
In a New York state of mind, three white women wake up after being frozen in amber for 11 years, only to find themselves in a city they no longer understand. What's dating now? How does publishing work? What podcast? After the unanimous success of both films, writer and unionized stereotype factory Michael Patrick King returns to have another whack at finding new and fun ways to make us flip-flop between hating and occasionally feeling sorry for three privileged women. How will these rich white ladies navigate the difficult life of being white and rich? Gay guest stars. People of colour guest stars. Gay people of colour guest stars. Chekhov's Peloton. And just like that, dot, dot, dot.
Perfect.
Very good.
saved.
Very good.
Oh.
Right off the top, I would say, how did they get podcasting so spot on? They just nailed
Didn't
it.
Didn't that remind you of us?
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like for us. You've got a little window behind you there, Georgia, with three strange men jotting things down on clipboards.
Yeah, just handsome men smiling at me. I like that.
It looked like the way in, you know, like rock and roll biopics when they're recording the hit.
Yes.
And they've just got strange men in a room just like slapping each other on the shoulder and like laughing to themselves. Like, I think we've got something.
Yeah.
And look, we're inside of what is a bad podcast. We're inside of it. We know that. And you listen to it. But that was an unlistenable podcast. What they were making there, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, and yet it clearly makes a lot of money. And that's the great thing about podcasting, is how well-funded and resourced it is as an industry. You know, we're an example of that. Like, after the pod, I don't know if you noticed this, Georgia, we noticed this. They get into a lift and the ride is so long that they could only have been recording this podcast on, like, the 60th floor. Which is where all podcasting happens, just like this one. We're actually in the Sky Tower right now in Sydney.
Revolving.
Yeah.
Do you think we need a woke moment button like that?
Oh, my God.
Horrible.
Oh, no, it's never. No, it's never happened.
Woke moment.
Oh, God. Absolute hell.
I almost wanted that in the rest of the TV show. I know I made reference to it in the opening, but, like, truly...
Mm. The overture.
What happened to these women?
Mm.
Well, one of them went to London. Sorry, they've covered this. They've covered this in the first 10 minutes. One of them's gone to London. The other one's had a lot of work done. One of them's got a podcast.
Oh. Yep.
And Miranda ran for mayor.
Yes,
it's
Miranda
so incredible they were able to get a New York mayor candidate for the role.
Congress. She ran for Congress.
I thought it was mayor.
No, Chris. She was up against Chris Cuomo.
Oh, well, we've heard of him.
Or one of the Cuomos. Both of them are cancelled now, but one of the Cuomo brothers. Because she made a big joke. She was on Colbert once, and she made a big joke about how her last name is Nixon and how in politics that's not great. And she said, well, I prefer to be the good Nixon than the bad Cuomo.
Oh, well. See, that sort of dialogue, they could have done with some lines like this.
Yeah.
This series.
I love that in the first 5 minutes of, and just like that, the Sex and City reboot, for those who are just tuning in.
Oh, and should we, for the first time in this, should we do a proper spoiler alert? There's a big old spoiler in this TV show.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'd imagine we're going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah, we're going to spoil the fuck out of
it. Spoiling it in every sense, aren't we?
Absolutely.
I don't think you come to this podcast to be like, ooh, I'm going to get this hot take as a little preamble. It's all spoils.
No, it's all spoils for films that you weren't going to watch anyway.
Maybe that's what we should call the podcast.
All spoils.
All spoils.
All spoils.
Spoilt brats.
Spoilt brats.
That's our fan base. They're the spoilt brats.
That's great.
They're spoilt brats and they listen. The opening 5 minutes feels like hastily written dialogue at a regional awards ceremony between the two hosts. Like, do you know what I mean? Like the kind of, well, COVID and you might have noticed something a little bit different. Someone's not here tonight.
I have done my hair, yes.
Yeah.
Why did they even have to mention COVID? Because it's so not a part of the rest of the show at all.
They never mentioned 9/11, why have they decided to mention this?
I was like, oh, guys, don't talk about that. That's the last thing we want to hear.
Of course this is escapism. What do you think this is?
Yes.
I think that the skateboarding... I would say, let's say, performed.
Is relevant to your instrument?
Yeah, I think of it as an instrument, I do.
It was a big Negroni.
Is cool. That's what I'd say. The skateboarding is cool. And safe as well. Cool and safe.
And Karen looked at me, and let's be honest, we'd had a couple drinks and more.
Mm.
And he looked at me as if like, see, he skates. And I said, yeah, the comic relief of the show.
Yeah, and Kyron, do you skate? No, you garden.
Yeah.
We've established that.
Yes. I would say, like, annoyingly, though, and there's been a bit of talk about this, like, friend of ours, Kate Jinx, was saying this on Twitter, and I agree with it 100%. This show is not good, but I will watch every episode. Oh. I will gobble this show up.
Absolutely.
I've likened it to... licking a 9-volt battery. Like, I know it doesn't feel like, it feels kind of weird and it's not quite right, but I cannot stop doing it.
Well, and I think Sex and the City the series, let's discount the, as you mentioned, universally loved films and just focus on the series for a moment, which is a dear, dear old friend. Like,
yes,
we spent a decade with that show and it was so meaningful. So it's just, it's an old friend that is going through a pretty rough patch, but you're sticking with her because you know there's history.
I think because, yeah, the Sex and the City show, you know, and I am doing a bit of a rewatch of it at the moment.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Off the bat, yeah, and I'm kind of hopping in and out of different seasons, like going to episodes that I like.
Reese made me watch the pilot.
Yeah, we almost straight afterwards, like we watched these two episodes, and I was like, we should watch the pilot to see the comparison. And I would say
it's different.
It's a pretty perfect pilot, like in terms of what the show is. It is so different to what television was then. From the moment Carrie, she goes home, her and Big are like having a nice time. As soon as they were having a nice time, I was like, He's going to die.
100%. So predictable. Because he was, first of all, he was worried about salt. Then he was worried about smoking. Then he was worried about exercise. I was like, this is a heart attack. There's a heart attack tonight.
I thought as soon as the kid was about to play piano, I was like, he's a goner.
This is going to be a dramatic piece.
Because if you put a child playing an instrument in another scene.
In fact, every time a child plays music, an adult dies.
Yeah.
Totally. It doesn't have to be a child. It could be a hobbit. Could be a hobbit if we wind the clock back to the
Every
Two Towers.
Every time a child plays music, an adult dies.
Yeah.
I would say that they killed the best part of Ep 1 in Ep 1.
See, that's interesting because you didn't watch the show. You have a... I mean, even during the show, I was always definitely big over Aiden. Even in the pilot, Chris Noth and Sarah Jessica Parker have such incredible chemistry. And
he's in episode one, isn't he? Yeah,
he's like, she sees him through the smoke and they cut through in episode two of this show to him, that one scene. But I definitely don't think, I think almost them together as a, they're almost, when they're together, they are a character. Like,
totally.
Carrie and Big together are a character.
Their relationship's a character.
I find it insane that they still call him Big.
Yeah.
After 20 years.
It's weird.
There were actually some genuine laughs in this.
One or two. The condom half full.
Yes. Yep. I like that line. And that to me feels like... Old Sex and the City. And I've been reading some kind of... I mean, think pieces aren't the right word. But like... No, kind of think pieces about it. And how you realise that Samantha is the driving force of the comedy in the show. She's the only one in all those brunch scenes throughout the entire series that's kind of... keeping it light, and she is the deliverer of those one-liners, like, talk about backdoor, like that type of thing. And without her, it's quite a somber show.
It's quite straight. Yeah, totally.
Like, she was always the kind of carefree character who, you're stressed about that? You shouldn't be stressed about that. Think about it this way. And now you just have three stressed women who don't know how to handle their own sexuality.
Yes.
So is Charlotte's friend meant to be coming in to sort of replace Kim Cattrall?
Oh, sorry. Quote unquote Black Charlotte.
Oh yeah, God.
Oh yeah, that was one of the less funny moments, I'd say.
That was awful. Considering that brunch is such a big part of the series, that opening brunch was just horribly awkward. It was like, oh, these guys have not chatted for a long time and no one has been practicing acting at all. Maybe SJP a little more, but I mean, gosh.
Yeah.
I still wept like a baby and I'm thrilled that there's going to be more episodes. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, my God. Even Kyron involuntarily made a noise when she opened the card and it said, love, Samantha.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Like, that was some pretty incredible emotional manipulation.
The tears were flowing.
And I still hold out hope.
Kim's going to come back.
It's impossible and it won't happen. But, yeah, that she'll, even this season, she won't.
She has to have a moment of coming back and... At least they need to have some kind of get together, little reunion. Otherwise, it's
I think they're opening up for season two. I reckon.
I've still got hope for Big.
Fine. I'm going to tell you a thing about death.
I haven't told him about it.
Hang on. No, what's this thing about death?
Okay. Well, you know when you go in that box.
Yeah, the next life box.
I guess some people...
I told him it's called the next life box.
Okay, well, some...
Yeah, well, you, yeah, okay. Yeah, you so you go to... in the box and you start your next life, yeah?
You just walk out.
It's like it's a portal to another life.
Yeah. And you get another go. That's it.
Yeah. It's a port key. The port key box.
Chris Noth is starring in another show.
Well, you know what he is starring in? He's starring in an ad for Peloton.
Oh.
Great stuff. Have you seen this, Georgia?
Yes, I heard about it, but I haven't seen it. I want to understand the Peloton scandal.
So for those playing along at home, Big dies on one of those Peloton racing bikes, which is like a home bike kit, exercise bike for millionaires. And he's got one and he has a heart attack.
They also have treadmills.
And he dies.
An ad's an ad.
Now, did Peloton know that that was happening?
No. I read an incredible thing today that was, so they knew they were going to be a product in it. And imagine being the person that works at Peloton that gets that deal. Oh. Like, guys, Sex and the City reboot.
Career change.
Peloton, we're going to be a major part of the episode. Big's going to use the Peloton. And they're like, Big's going to use
the
Peloton?
The new director of marketing, surely.
And they would have got free ones. Like, it would have all been big thing.
Well, they said they just kept saying Peloton, Peloton, Peloton. And the ad, like the shots of it looked like an ad for Peloton.
Yeah.
They did not know because of, you know, NDAs and like keeping the plot a secret. They had no clue at Peloton that Big was going to die on the Peloton until the episode came out.
I mean, to be fair, he dies in the shower just after.
Yes. But yeah, so Big Shower's pissed off too.
Yeah, Big Shower. You know, that crazy industry.
So now Big is in a commercial for Peloton?
Yes. And it's the other woman. It's the woman on the Peloton, I think, as well. Like the whoever the actress was.
Allegra.
That was on the Allegra.
Mm.
Which is a great name for a personal trainer, by the way. Hmm. There's Allegra. There's an Armra.
I think that's a great response.
There's a Cora.
Did they whip this all up?
I believe so.
Wow.
Ryan Reynolds is the voice. And it's a double payday for, like, Chris Noth would have gotten paid so much money to be in Sex and the City. And then to get paid so much money.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's great from Peloton because they know that nobody actually thinks that riding a bike is bad for your health. And so they've just lent into it and gone, this is our opportunity to become a world famous name.
Their stocks did plummet, though.
Yeah, but they'll rocket back up when they take full advantage of it. Not to turn this into an episode of Gruen, but I think it's a really fun thing for like a big global brand to be like, fuck it, let's get Ryan Reynolds and lean into this shit.
I think that one of the difficult things about this show is that it is now no longer really fun watching wildly wealthy people.
Yes. Yeah.
And sure, before they had too much money and you were like, wow, you wouldn't have that much money. We're just writing a weekly column about shoes. But now it's like crazy amounts of money and it's just kind of icky.
Yeah.
Like, this is a horrible thing to say, but Big dies, and that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that financially she's going to be okay.
I mean, look at her wallpaper. I think also the thing for me that was missing, because this was such a big part of the series, was the strength of the female friendships. But also, Samantha's gone, and that just doesn't seem credible because she was a real pillar of undying friendship. And Charlotte is like horribly insufferable. She's a new level of self-involved. Whereas before, Charlotte was the one who was like, I curse the day you were born. And you were floods of tears because they were always had each other's backs. And that was so beautiful.
And also Samantha was kind of the grown-up. Yeah. Like, she is a little bit older. She's like a few years older than the other girls. So she was in her 40s when they were still in their 30s. And so she was always this kind of like, look, she had her life together the most and almost was this kind of guiding light. And at times, you know, they would be like, oh, how about crazy Samantha? Mm. But, you know, in retrospect, we look back and, you know, to be a Samantha is actually the best you can possibly be. Either a Samantha or a Miranda, the last thing you want to do is be a Carrie or a Charlotte. Both of them are just a cycle of abuse. Mm. And so to not have her there as this kind of North Star.
Mm.
North Star or North? It's North, isn't it? North.
I think North.
I just said North, but it's hard with a lisp. Either, no matter what I say, it's going to sound like North.
What I would say is I think I now know what it's like to listen to this podcast because I have no idea what either of you are talking about.
Kyron, watch the show.
Watch the show, Kyron.
And it's fun. It's just fun to listen along to friends talking about something that they are passionate about. And so that's, I think, what it's like listening to this show. And I'm glad that I've had that experience.
I have to tell you a story. I once had a dear, dear friend of mine come to Perth when I was a wee 20 or 19-year-old girl.
No, I lived there, Georgia.
it wasn't you, Karen. And I had a huge crush on this musician, but he liked my best friend. And so this friend sent him a message on Facebook that said, "I cursed the day you were born," out of nowhere. We were watching Sex and the City and she was inspired and she texted my crush, "I cursed the day you were born." He didn't know who she was. It was a disaster. I was horrified. Anyway, the next day we had planned to go to his gig and I still really wanted to go to the gig. So I was trying to convince her we could still go to the gig. She said, "Okay, let's dye my hair."
Oh my God.
So we dyed her hair because we were like, "We're going to have to disguise you. He's going to recognize you're the woman who sent him a message saying I cursed the day you were born and you're a stranger." Thought it would be okay to just dye her hair and then he wouldn't realize that that woman who said I cursed the day you were born on the internet was actually at the show and she was a really good friend of mine and maybe there was something related there. So we dyed the hair, we went to the gig, he saw us, he came up.
I can't believe you had to learn that in the first person.
He came up and said, "Excuse me, did you straight away?" He straight away recognized her and was maybe the most awkward I've ever felt.
That's why they put that in the movie, so that you learn from the movie it doesn't work.
I think back to times of my life around that age, and I hope doesn't when work. I'm like 50, I think about my age now and think about things that way, where I just go like, when I was 19 and 20, I was constantly doing things like that. Like just these proper dumb fuck, blind, like,
really dumb.
I'm not saying that you're a dumb fuck, but but I am saying that is a strange thing to do. To be like, "No, we should dye your hair and he won't know." Like, I think I constantly at that age, and I feel like everyone at that age wants schemes. I always wanted schemes at that age.
Yeah.
Like things to be going on in my life. Mm. And I think it's because of shows like Sex and the City.
Mm.
Like there's always, and like sitcoms, if you're raised on those types of shows, you're always wanting like a bit of, "Oh, well, we've got to do this and there's going to be a mishap." Like you paint yourself into corners where something is obviously going to go wrong.
Mm.
Yeah. So you kind of have a story later in life. If you don't live your life like it's a sitcom, you will have no stories in your 50s.
Exactly. So well said.
Well, like you had that tax evasion wedding.
Sorry?
I went to my friend Annie, got married to my other gay friend Brent, and it was they were doing it for tax reasons and it was poorly researched. There was no actual like good thing that would come from the tax. And I went to the Office of Birth, Death and Marriages poorly and they researched. Got married when we were 19. I was dressed as a sailor captain.
What? How have I never heard this?
Real story.
What?
I saw this friend recently. She came to one of my shows. We hung out. We talked about it. She was my best friend in high school. No, she's marrying a different man.
Interesting. A straight one?
That's good news.
And look, we are both people that have married gay people.
Oh!
So it is. That's nice. A fun fact about her is Annie is now an architect who specializes in designing prisons. It's my favorite job I've ever heard.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. That's fascinating. Can we get her on the
podcast? It's basically trying to design the worst possible architecture, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's like it's about...
That would be the interesting thing.
Not open plan.
Yeah. It's about not letting light in.
Because how much are you thinking about the mental health of the prisoners and how much are you avoiding the stone walls with the tiny square up the top? Or are you going, I think we need indoor plants, wallpaper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, beautiful noir lighting.
Are you allowed plants in prison?
Could you kill someone with a plant?
You can kill someone with anything.
Can you?
It's reminding me of a old Robin Williams bit where he's like, "Don't do horizontal stripes with the vertical bars." Talking about fashion in prison. Anyway.
I was just wondering, this is a genuine question. Okay, so I learned a lot about sex and stuff from the Sex and City series. And from resources such as the Cosmo sealed section and like Dolly Doctor and stuff. Did you have a boys equivalent? Like, was there a Cosmo sealed section for boys? How did you learn about masturbating and fingering?
Word of mouth.
Yeah. Well, I went to Wesley College and our motto was by daring and by doing. And I would say that we carried that motto.
That's the motto?
Off campus as well.
Oh no.
But not is some of you not by daring and taking?
That's the doing. Taking. Yeah. I think it's Latin, so it's probably mistranslated. So, you know, some say doing, some say taking. No, what was the equivalent? Let's say having an older brother. Maybe that's...
Is that why I'm gay? Do I have an older sister?
Yeah.
Actually, he didn't that's really teach works. Me that much. I think actually the same Cosmo sealed sections, but we weren't sort of, you know, authorized to buy it directly from the shop. You had to sort of, you know, sneak one. Wow.
See, I did. This is the gift of being openly gay and comfortable with yourself at age 15. Mm-hmm. In the same way that I go and buy now, I buy Home magazine, I buy Delicious magazine and Gourmet Traveller. I was going to the newsagent.
Your dream.
The sealed sections of a 30-year-old.
Yeah. I was getting a Cosmo, I was getting a Dolly, and I was getting a Vogue.
Oh, he's looking at the souffles.
You got to be quiet so they don't collapse.
And in this sealed section, Christmas at home. Actually, yeah. I learned a lot from Nigella.
Oh, yeah, no, that's true, actually. I mean, you learn a lot about what makes you tingle in your good bits from Nigella.
Tingle in your good bits.
That's a shame for teenage boys that they don't have a sort of authoritative resource for how to do sexy stuff and how to feel about it.
I mean, internet porn.
I don't know if we'd call that
it's not accurate,
a
is it?
Good lesson. No.
Not what I'm watching. No. I almost feel like once you're in your 30s, what you get out of porn is also different. Like, you've had sex enough times to be... Like, when you're looking at porn when you're a teenager, you're like, what sex?
Is this sex?
That's why I fear for the next generation.
Exactly.
And now I feel like once you get into your 30s, you're like, what sex that isn't my partner? Like, just show me any sex that is different. Do you know what I mean? Like, just kind of any other world.
No, I've got no idea what you're talking about now.
This is nice. And I mean, we could talk through some stuff. Also, there was something so gross about just big in bed with a little cupped pour of lube.
Oh my God. That scene, I originally watched this by myself, and then Kyron and I watched it, and I, for some reason, like, Kyron and I, not to bring it back to that, but Kyron and I have looked at porn together before, and I was more uncomfortable watching that with Kyron for some reason. It made me really cringy, and I don't know why. I think it was like seeing a couple be that
cringy,
strangely vulnerable.
Ooh.
I found it really uncomfortable to watch that with someone else.
Small man, big machine. That's big on
big
the Peloton.
On the Peloton.
Big fight, small kitchen.
They had a little dance when they were cooking dinner.
Yeah, that was a tango's a bit of a fight, I guess.
They had quite a spectacular splashback.
That's true. Very conveniently, during Die Hard, we changed this one to bang, 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 and I think it applies.
Yeah, it definitely still works.
Hanging on by a pinky, I'd say the series. And is Georgia in this movie? No, she moved to London. And there's the series of cliches that we do each week.
You actually are the Samantha of the group.
Boring goof is what we normally do now, but that we actually haven't had enough time for goofs to be populated onto the internet. But I do have, in its place, some interesting facts for you.
Oh, Kyron, well done.
Costume designer Patricia Field, who won an Emmy for her work on the original series, will not return for this project due to scheduling conflicts with the second season of Emily in Paris. And 20 of 22 people found that interesting.
What a horrible fact to be in your life.
There
what a horrible
go.
Series of words to be around your name.
Let's have a look here and see what the internet thought. Arfdog-1 said today, please pull this crap off my TV. 1 out of 10 says, this is hands down the worst sitcom that has ever been developed. It's cringeworthy to the exponent of 3,000. There is not one thing to recommend.
Do they call it a sitcom?
RGO23821 says, giving this a 10.
Ooh.
Naya Batusa says, it's barely watchable, 1 out of 10. But then Inga Mazanate said, to all haters, I don't understand these bad reviews, really. Is it makes you feel better after posting negative stuff? 10 out of 10.
I do often ask myself that same thing. Is it make you feel better after posting negative stuff? And yeah. I would say, is it not feel better? It not feel better.
Yes.
So it's a pretty binary there from the internet. 10 or 1 out of 10.
Woke moment.
What about you, Georgia Mooney? At the top, you've got Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Rings.
I forgot about
Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, Endgame, and Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows 2. Down the bottom, in the bottom five, you have, I won't bother with the names of each movie. I'll just read out the five movies. You've got Die Hard, Die Hard, Die Hard, Die Hard, and Die Hard. where would you like to slot it?
Oh, well, let me just bring up the doc for reference. Okay, now this is tricky. Now this is a very interesting, difficult to place it in the same field as the films we've seen thus far. But look, I think it's going to go quite low. I'm going to put this at number 25, just below Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets and above Iron Man 2.
Just like that. One to two. Jotted that in at 25. Reese, where would you like to put And Just Like That, episodes 1 and 2?
I'm in a very similar situation to Georgia, where I do have a lot of investment in the show. And to answer your question for that you will ask a little bit later, I will probably watch this again at some point in my life. This will happen again. So yep. I'm going to pop it at number 24. Replacing Iron Man 3 and just below Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Okay.
Great. There we go. This is something that we're doing. I would probably put it at, and I'm just going to think about this for a little bit just to get it exactly right. I don't want to fuck this up. I would say it's worse than Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, which is at 31 currently. But I think it might be slightly better than Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I'll put it at 32 on the most important list that I've ever written.
Correct.
That wraps up that episode of Simply Marvelous. The question that we usually ask next is, what are you looking forward to in the next one? And that requires us to know what we're recording just after this palate cleanser of an episode called And Just Like That.
I've thought of a pitch during this.
These are always the pitches that get up. It's the ones that we announce during a show.
It's two movies.
Oh.
We're already in the mood for them.
Oh.
We've cleansed our palate for them.
Porn?
We've gotten a taste for them.
Yes.
They star the same group of women.
I see where this is
going. Oh, no. No.
There's a mutiny on your hands. The Rangers are stepping in.
Oh,
there's
fuck.
Two movies we're going to watch, I reckon, Kyron.
That's it for Simply Marvelous. You'll find out next week. Goodbye. Hey, thanks for listening to Simply Marvelous. If you have not done this yet, if you have got this far through this podcast and this episode and you haven't rated and reviewed it, then fuck!
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Sorry, no, this is, we meant to give him a positive spin.
Oh.
We meant to say please. Please.
Please. I'm the old woman from iTunes.
Oh,
I've
God,
come back to remind you. Please. I can't remember if this is my voice, but please, I live in
We're
iTunes.
Trying to replace the old woman from iTunes.
Oh, she's don't still... replace the old woman from iTunes. Don't replace me like Apple did.
She's still alive.
Don't replace
People
me.
People use an app called Podcasts now, actually, old lady, so if you could leave.
Oh, please. Oh, maybe Spotify. Bye. I'm still here. You can't make me go away. I'm like a U2 album on an Apple product. Bye.
If you leave a review, you can join Georgia and Georgia's mum, and also now quite a few others, actually.
Wow.
Who followed your lead, Georgia.
Such lovely people. Someone said they had a crush on my mum, and so she's appreciated that.
Did unfortunately break up your family.
Big shout out to Belvia, who says, I live in fear that you'll run out of movies. Won't be a problem. Big shout out to JS28414 who says, I listen, I look.
If you know, you know.
Big thank you to Mardukian who says, honestly, it's like they forget Google exists.
That's my favourite one.
Affectionate reviews will gain you eternal youth and our everlasting gratitude, more importantly.
Don't forget!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.